USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Haiti say they've arrested two of the presumed assassins who killed President Jovenel Moïse, killing four other suspects in the standoff. The president and his wife were shot in their home Wednesday morning outside of the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. First Lady Martine Moïse was airlifted to Miami to be treated for multiple gunshot wounds, where she's reportedly in critical but stable condition. The killing drawing condemnation from around the world. President Biden condemning the killing in a statement, saying the U.S. is ready to assist in working for a safe and secure Haiti. And a federal judge has ruled that the Air Force is largely responsible for a 2017 mass shooting in a Texas church. U.S. District Judge Javier Rodriguez, writing in a court ruling that the Air Force's failure to report Devin Patrick Kelly's domestic violence charges to a federal database allowed him to purchase firearms that he later used in a mass shooting at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, in November 2017. This is USA Radio News.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses, such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-916-3594, 800-916-3594, 800-916-3594.
With the Delta variant of the coronavirus now becoming the dominant strain in new cases in the U.S., there are even more efforts being undertaken to reach out to portions of the population that are unvaccinated. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that we've been lucky that current vaccines have been able to deal with the variants that have been developed, but tells MSNBC that new variants could come along with continued circulation.
So for the individuals within those areas that don't want to get vaccinated, it's going to be very risky from an individual health standpoint. From the country as a whole, it's going to prevent us from just completely crushing this outbreak. So what we will have, because certain sections are not going to want to get vaccinated, is this smoldering threat that's always there. And one of the threats that's worrisome to everybody is that the more circulation of virus you have without completely crushing it, the greater chance of the evolution of yet again another variant.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Residents living on the border are speaking out about their experiences during the surge in illegal border crossings. Tim Berg has more.
Ohio is the latest state to send law enforcement to the Texas-Mexico border as part of a plan to slow a surge in illegal immigration. Ohio Highway Patrol troopers will help with border surveillance. They're set to arrive in Texas later this week and will stay for 2 weeks. This comes as we await the number of illegal crossings in June, which are expected to be just as high as the previous month since President Biden took office. Allison Anderson recently moved to Del Rio, Texas with her family. She says that she's constantly concerned for the safety of her three daughters amid the worsening border crisis.
All we've seen here is an increase. And what I can say, in all the years that I've had personal experience in dealing with illegal aliens, we've never dealt with a single family unit. 3 nights ago, there was a group at our next door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a federal judge has declined to block some challenged sections of Georgia's new election law ahead of a pair of runoff elections in the state. Portions of the law that dealt with election observers and the deadline to request an absentee ballot were challenged. U.S. District Judge J.P. Bouley ruling that the challenges came too close to a pair of House special elections, but reserving judgment on the content of the challenges. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.